Today, the words of Steve Jobs call me to listen. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of other people's opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. You know, it really makes no sense to attempt to live another's life, considering our complex uniqueness. No one else has your combination of experiences, passions, desires, talents, skills, and even your capacity for joy. Yet how many of us struggle to wear the right clothes, drive the right car, marry the right spouse, advance to the most esteemed right position? Have you tried it? Did the right clothes, car, spouse, position make you happy? The poet E.E. Cummings reminds us to be nobody but yourself in a world doing its best to make you everybody else means to fight the hardest battle any human can ever fight and never stop fighting. It takes courage to grow up and become who you really are. This week, if this assignment appeals to you, take a bit of time, only a few minutes a day, and ask, who have I been today? Is this who I truly want to become? If the answer is yes, rest in the glory of knowing you are being true to who you really are. If the answer is somewhat, you might want to discriminate what was and what was not the true you. Commit to being the true you. Replay the scene. In it, allow the true you to emerge. Shed the facade. Embrace all of who you truly are each day this week. Free yourself to be your true self.